There are many ways families are formed today that would have been unheard of just a couple of generations ago. One is surrogate parenting. We're exploring it this morning as part of our occasional look at the modern family. Surrogacy is widely accepted in the United States, but it's rare in many parts of the world.
Even in the U.S., nobody is tracking exact numbers. Experts believe perhaps 1,000 American children are born every year through surrogacy. The country is a patchwork of regulations from state to state. But the bottom line is, if you're in the market for a surrogate and you have money to spend, you can do it.
The best reward about being a mother is being able to watch your child grow into a beautiful individual. We provide a full service, hands-on gestational surrogacy and egg donation program.
That's an ad for one of many companies that offer surrogacy services in the United States. Things are very different on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. Surrogacy is illegal in half a dozen European countries. It is permitted in a handful of others where there are major restrictions, like England. On a recent sunny day, I met two dads in London with their new baby.
I'm Steve Williams.
And Simon Clements.
And we have our daughter here, Sophie Williams, as well.
Hi, Sophie.
Yeah, thank you.
British couples hoping for a child cannot openly solicit a surrogate. Women cannot publicly offer to be surrogates. It's a complicated situation for anyone to navigate. Simon and Steve eventually found a woman named Lauren to bear their child using a donor egg.
We joined a support organisation called Surrogacy UK.
I suppose what we could just say is before we did that, we dismissed any of our friends offering to help us.
You considered asking female friends if they would help you?
Yes, but we felt like the law wasn't completely clear on who the child would go to once he or she was born.
Which is why we then... it started with a Google search, didn't it? Where we
What terms did you put into the Google search?
UK and surrogacy,
yeah,
I think.
Surrogacy UK came up. Surrogacy UK provides socials. They're often held in pubs where intended parents can meet surrogates.
But describe for me a social setting where there are clearly these women of childbearing age, there are clearly parents who are not able to have children on their own, and yet neither is able to say to the other, here's what we're doing here.
We talked about everything else. We talked about our jobs, we talked about social lives, we talked about our interests.
We spent a year going to socials. It was about one a month, so in our first year we went to 12 socials. But apart from the socials, we also have a profile.
And that's on a website where you're allowed to say everything about yourselves except for the fact that you are hoping to have a baby through surrogacy.
Yes.
So how did you meet Lauren?
She read our profile and really liked us as a couple and liked the sound of our interests.
And you expect that Lauren will remain a part of your life and a part of Sophie's life?
Yeah, we'd seen it happen with other intended parents when they have their children. They introduce the children back to the surrogate saying, here's your tummy, mummy. Yes.
Many hopeful parents in Britain are not so lucky. Some couples in England spend years unsuccessfully looking for someone to carry a child for them. So many parents in Europe and the US turn to other countries. In India, surrogate parenting is a virtual industry.
There are many agencies who are offering women who will be able to rent her womb.
That's Ranjana Kumari. She's director of the Center for Social Research in New Delhi. She has studied surrogate pregnancies in India, and she advocates for Indian women who become surrogates.
They are by and large very, very poor women. They need money. Just like organ sale, they are willing to go through operation to get the child out, because there's a cost to this child and anything may go wrong in the process because there's a huge money transaction that takes place between the commissioning parents and the doctor.
No one knows how many surrogate children are born in India. Her best guess is that the figure is around 40,000 a year, more than half of them to international parents. In India, the process can cost $60,000, a fraction of what it would in the U.S. A surrogate mother may receive as little as one-tenth of that money. But even that small sum allows some women to support themselves. Kumari says India has few laws regulating surrogacy, and that can leave the mothers vulnerable.
These women are identified by the doctor. There is a middleman who would then benefit by this whole effort of getting this woman to the doctor. You see, women who are being hired, most of them are illiterate, so they don't know what they have been promised. Even the money promised doesn't go to them because all the food they eat, all the, you know, care is provided is all deducted from her cost.
This is a global industry without global regulations. From the United States to Europe to India, families are sometimes making decisions in the dark about the most personal issues that any human can face. You can hear the emotion in the voices of Steve Williams and Simon Clements, the new dads in England.
She does complete our life.
I was going to say it was a totally new experience to call myself a dad. For the very first few days she was born, and I was saying dad to her, and that felt absolutely amazing.
Yeah, we couldn't be happier.
They say they would like a second child someday, but given the effort it took to conceive Sophie, they are content for the time being to nurture their family of three.